In the audio portion of this tour, answering the question about whether Lichgate is haunted or not, I mentioned that there are some questions that are the most asked by visitors. One of these is a variation on the question about the presence of fairies or fairy-related items at Lichgate. Some people might try to tell you that these items are a recent phenomenon, but that would be incorrect. They have existed near the Oak for many years, and most likely stretch back further than we can even guess. Along with the topic of love in Laura's life, fairies are strangely enough a rather large topic, so it will require me to divide it up into several parts. Explore the portions of the topic you wish, and if you have more to add to the story, please contact us so we can do so. As a quick note, the current care for the fairy places at Lichgate has led to the destruction of some, and to the neglect of others. This is being done out of ignorance, and just a little bit of laziness, but it is temporary. The outward presence of the fairies at Lichgate has always acted in a wave-like pattern, flowing outward and then receding for a time, as if resting before blossoming again. The demise of the fairy lights beneath the Tea Party tree, loss of the fountain and globe in the Shakespeare Garden, and restrictions on the gifts at the fairy altar are all examples of what happens when those who don't believe confront those who do. But like a person protesting gifts at Christmas and dismissing the reality of Santa Claus, gifts still find their way beneath trees, cookies still mysteriously go missing from plates left for Santa, and imagination always finds a way. Before we speak further of the fairies or beliefs associated with them, let me be clear about what I mean when I use the word. After all, in today's mass media environment, fairies are these small beings, Tinkerbell and her friends, gossamer wings spending their day hiding among the wood and stone in the fields. This, of course, is not at all what they represent or what they truly are. Much like the image of the starving college student fixing a bowl of ramen and calling it a meal, saying fairies or anything like Tinkerbell is a shallow misrepresentation, a shadow of what they are. I know that some will feel that this topic treads on deeply held religious beliefs, and if you are one of those individuals, you have my apologies, though if you will take the time to listen to everything here, you will probably come away with a better understanding and appreciation about the topic than you might think. So within the scope of this and the following audio recordings, I will try to distinguish between when I am speaking of the mythological winged creatures and when I am speaking about what they represent, in other words, the label versus the content. A very difficult thing to do in our society, where we have a tendency to confuse the two. So with that, let's explore the topic of fairies at Lichgate.